We want to continue this conversation about anti-American, deadly anti-American protests in Afghanistan over the weekend. Those protests were in response to Pastor Terry Jones and his church. The church burned a copy of the Quran in Florida. And we got a number of responses. Here's one from John Buford of Amarillo, Texas. He writes at thetakeaway.org, "The people of the military love to claim they are fighting for our freedom. Well, Mr. Jones exercised his First Amendment rights in a peaceful manner. General Petraeus should be ashamed for criticizing an American for practicing his constitutional rights. After all, isn't the preservation of freedom the entire reason we're fighting these wars?" Let me put that question to our two guests here. We have one each from the American Muslim and the Evangelical Christian communities. Daisy Khan is the Executive Director of the American Society for Muslim Advancement. And also with us on the line from Vancouver, Dr. Jeff Tunnicliffe, Secretary General of World Evangelical Alliance. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
So let me ask you, Daisy, let me put this question to you from John Buford. Is this not exactly the kind of freedom that the General Petraeus and his soldiers are fighting for over in Afghanistan?
No, on the contrary, this is actually a hateful action. This action is intolerant. It's disrespectful to a world religion, and it is meant to provoke. So, of course, we have the freedom, but we also have to know that these freedoms come with a price.
Well, Dr. Jeff Tunnicliffe, Secretary General of World Evangelical Alliance, I mean, people do a lot of hateful things, things that I personally would disagree with and I think would be offensive to lots of people. People do that all the time in the United States, and that's protected by our First Amendment.
Sure. First of all, I'm not speaking as American. I'm speaking as an international leader and who would strongly object to what Pastor Jones has done on the grounds that it doesn't reflect Christian values. We think it's been very disrespectful, and we don't think what he has done in burning a religious book, we don't think any religious book should be burned, and so we think it's not reflective of the true church, and is provoking such kind of response, which again is we strongly object to the violence that's been in response as well.
Dr. Tunnicliffe, let me explore this issue of evangelical motives behind what Terry Jones allegedly did down there, or at least what Terry Jones was involved with and his followers certainly did. I mean, if an evangelical act has no intent to actually convert Muslims, and the folks in Gainesville must have known that there's no chance of converting anyone by burning a Quran, and that there's no sort of conversion to Christianity among people who might have been confused about Islam from this act, do you condemn that as a distortion or a twisting of the evangelical message?
Well, first of all, I object to the fact that, being called an evangelical act, I don't see this as an evangelical act.
They do.
I would say, as the leader of a community of 600 million evangelical Christians, I think the vast majority of our community would say that doesn't reflect the teachings of Jesus Christ, and therefore is not part of our evangelical commitment. And so you have to understand, Pastor Jones represents a very tiny congregation of 30 people. Out of 600 million Christians that we serve, it's a fringe movement. To be honest, I don't even call it an evangelical church. It's not related to any part of our community. The church has no authority within the evangelical community. He's acting as a fringe element that's under no authority. So I think biblical truth here is that he's not reflecting that in the actions that he's taken.
That's Dr. Jeff Tunnicliffe, Secretary General of World Evangelical Alliance. Also with us is Daisy Khan of the American Society for Muslim Advancement. Daisy, let me ask you, though, about your response to those in Afghanistan who turned the burning of the Quran into an opportunity to, in some cases, incite violence. What's your response to the Muslim communities there?
Well, this is the killings are an absolute travesty of the Quran itself, because the Quran says no soul is responsible for the crimes of another. So you can't kill somebody because somebody else did something else. And secondly, it's very important for people to know the burning of the Quran is not a crime in itself. So regardless of their motive, excuse, or killing of innocent people is an absolute corruption of the Islamic doctrine.
Well, maybe that's what President Hamid Karzai should have told the people of Afghanistan. Maybe your message, Daisy, and yours, Dr. Tunnicliffe.
Yeah, and he should have. And that is a failure of the Afghan government to not educate their own people. This should have been prevented. There is no reason for it. But, of course, the act was is hateful, intolerant, and disrespectful, but it certainly does not, mean that people have to go on revenge killing. I believe right now the moderates of all religions have to rise up against the extremist fringes of all religions, which is exactly what Pastor Tunnicliff has said, that these are very, very small fringes that take our religions hostage.
Well, that's actually been the theme among other people who've been discussions. Congressman Peter King said that was his point when he held those hearings on Muslim Americans, that he didn't feel like the moderates were doing enough to combat extremists within their faith. Dr. Jeff Tunnicliff of the World Evangelical Alliance, how does a moderate go about doing that?
Well, again, I think we've got to continue to speak out and join with our friends Daisy and her husband Faisal, who are speaking out together and continue to be consistent in this message.
All right, that is Dr. Jeff Tunnicliff, Secretary General of the World Evangelical Alliance. Daisy, do you have any guidance on how moderates could better get put out the message that they are against these kind of fringe elements, as you call them?
Yes, I think that Congressman King, if he had just reached out to the moderates within the Muslim community, he would have discovered that Muslims are deeply concerned about extremists and within their midst, and not only because it takes our entire religion hostage, but it sets us back by decades.
That's Daisy Khan, Executive Director of the American Society for Muslim Advancement. Thanks to both of you. And again, we want to invite you to join this conversation with your comments and your perspectives on the debate. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE, or you can post your comment at thetakeaway.org.
Prediction: Peter King won't be holding hearings on Terry Jones.
I think you're right.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.